You know, we say, and I've been so guilty of grumbling to myself by what I didn't qualify. I don't feel like I can do this. And I didn't get chance. I didn't have the opportunity to go to Yale. And I don't know. And Harvard probably wouldn't have took me in or something. And you know, all that old kind of stuff. But guess what? I got the Holy Ghost. I got the book of books. And he wrote it. He the author of this book. And he lives on the inside of you and me. He know every letter written in here. Every line. He know what's God's. He know, listen to what I'm saying. He know what's God in this book. And he know what's of the devil in this book. He'll teach you what's God and how it applies to your life. And he'll show you what God said about the devil and what Jesus did to him. And how you shouldn't even participate with it. Right here. And he's right here. He's right here. He's right here. Right here. Hello, somebody. So he said what? He said he's a son. You know, and you remember Miss Kathy talked about light so beautiful Sunday. And son is, what is son anyway? Why did we have a son in the sky? What happens when the sun comes up? I know it get off heat too, but it's also give off some light, doesn't it? He is a sun. At the same time, he's a shield. What's a shield? It'll protect you, won't it? The Lord, and then he will give you what? Grace and glory. Ooh, Jesus. He will give you grace, the ability to receive what glory will reveal and show and make known. Ooh, Jesus. Then he said in the very next statement, no. Ooh, Jesus. We hadn't read that one 2 minutes. How many? No good thing. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from where? The Father of light, in whom there is what? No barrenness, neither shadow of turning, right? And he said, no good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed the man that trusteth thee. What happened to the man? Blessed. And when you bless, and what God bless, Satan can't curse. I said, what God bless? He said, blessed is the man that trusteth thee. Now, how many people in here trusteth the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Who is Jesus Christ is the image. When Jesus came, when God manifested Jesus, when he was born of a virgin, he was all God. At the same time, he was all man. And he is the image of the invisible God. Hebrew tells us that he upholds everything by the word of his power, right? So Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. He was manifest to us in human flesh. Hebrews also tell us he came, he didn't come in the form of angels or others. He came through the seed of Abraham in human flesh, just like us. Amen? All right, let's go on. But by him, God created everything, and he is everything to and in us. To us and in us. He is everything to us and in us. Let you think about that a second. God's wisdom is Jesus Christ that has been manifest to us in flesh, human form. That's where he came. He came in human form. It was God in flesh. To demonstrate to us what the wisdom of God will do in our lives when we receive it and operate in the fullness of wisdom. There is nothing we want. No, there is nothing we won't know how to do with the wisdom of God. Say it again. That when we receive the wisdom of God, there is nothing that we won't know how to do with the wisdom of God. Did you hear what I said? Okay. Hallelujah. Let's look at this Ephesian prayer. Verse 17 one more time. In Ephesians 1:17. Okay? Listen what it says. I'm reading this one from the Amplified. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he will grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into the mysteries and secrets. Notice the mysteries are plural and secrets are plural. Are y'all here? Into the mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Wisdom knows how to do everything there is to be done in life. I'm going to read that again. Wisdom knows how to do everything that is to be done in life. Wisdom said in Proverbs 8, I was by his side. Daily I was his delight. Wisdom says, God did not do anything without me. Before he created anything, I was brought forth. Think about what I'm saying now. There is nothing that is created and made, be it seen or unseen, be it spiritual, be it natural. Wisdom said, I was here before all of that was created because I was involved in doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wisdom knows everything, and there is nothing done in life that wisdom don't know about. If it has to do with life and creation, even to the smallest detail of life, wisdom know how to do it. And wisdom is ours for the asking and receiving. Colossians 1:15-18. Stay with me because I'm about to say some other things here. Colossians 1:15-18. Remember verse 14 says what? Colossians, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the what?